Hi, so today I really wanted to get into releasing resistance because resistance is what blocks us from our manifestations. And so my viewpoint on resistance before was that it was something that was so difficult to get over. But because I'm affirming that, that is what I'm creating. Because the law of the universe is what we embody, what we believe, what we know to be true. Our perception is what we create. It is just mirroring who we are. So I realize by saying that, I'm actually making resistance hard to get over, and I'm also creating a reality where resistance is hard to get over. And I'm also receiving information where other people believe that resistance is hard to get over because I'm affirming that. Every single thing is a mirror. It's like, it's so crazy to really realize that. So now that I realize that, I affirm that resistance is actually really easy to get over. Resistance is there for me to see and witness. It's there for me to see and witness. What I do when it comes up is give it thanks and love. And then also use my affirmations, use my embodiment, use my feeling, use my power, use my knowing that I'm the creator of my reality. That what I say, what I affirm with that knowingness, with that belief, with that power, I can make that resistance melt and merge into the oneness of all and no longer be in a part of my reality. There is no resistance there because I saw it, I witnessed it, I didn't let it control me and tell me how to be, tell me my path of life, block me from my reality. Instead, I decided this is here for me to witness, to give it love and to give it thanks, and then to know my own power and know that I can melt the resistance. I can let it go. I can shift it. I can say goodbye to it. Thank you, you've served me for when you've served me, but now you no longer serve me. I don't even need to know why it served me. I can. And if you want to go through that path, you can. And I did want to know why to everything, but I realized that actually stopped me from getting me closer to where I desire to be, getting me closer to my God state, getting me closer to my higher state of frequency, because I was getting stuck in areas, in pockets of life, pockets of existence, pockets of reality, questioning the why. There are certain things, yes, we need to question that actually can propel us even further. And that is what I investigate, not the resistance and why was I resistant to all of that. And it just depends on your consciousness. Some people want to go there because they find that fascinating and they desire that, and that is beautiful. That is in alignment to you. So you've got to ask yourself, what type of person are you? What type of consciousness are you? Are you the person that actually finds that fascinating and it's like a hobby, it's like an interest, it's like something that gives you excitement in life? Of course, go into it. But if you're not, and if you want to propel faster, further, and quicker, then at least from my experience, I don't stay in that realm of consciousness, asking the why for every single thing or a lot of things. I only ask myself the why for things that will really benefit me. But then you've got to have that fine balance because there are things that I love doing that won't accelerate my consciousness to such a rapid rate. So for me, it could be I just love painting. And if I enjoy painting, where I kind of shut off my mind and I'm just in the present moment. In some way, yes, of course, anything you do expands your consciousness in that area. But to where I want to go, there are other things that I could be doing that will expand my consciousness further. But because I enjoy it, because it gives me excitement, because it gives me calm and peace, and I get value out of it, then it is worth it to me. So you've got to ask yourself, what are you doing that is worth it to you and that you want to keep on doing? But what are you doing that is actually keeping you stuck or keeping you limited or where you could be investing your energy, your focus, your time elsewhere where that will give you better returns for what you desire the most? You have to ask yourself, what do you desire the most? And so some people will say yes, the asking the why, that I enjoy that. I love discovering the why to certain aspects of myself, and I like to take things, I like to understand my reality and who I am to such a depth that I need to know every single aspect. I need to know all the whys, and I enjoy that. Then of course, go for it. But for me, that's not the case. For me, it's my desire is to understand my God self, to understand how we are the operant power of our reality, how we are connected to the divine and the divine is us, and that we can literally shift our reality and transform it to whatever we desire, knowing this belief. Now, if I stay with the why to a lot of things, it's keeping me stuck in that consciousness of reality, that consciousness of awareness. And so for some people that can be beneficial, but for me, because of my higher desire, my grander desire, it doesn't serve me. And so going back to what I was saying before with the whole resistant thing, is that by me telling myself now that resistance is easy to move through. Resistance listens to my command, listens to my vibration. It melts with my vibration, with my new knowing that I can melt it into the oneness of all, where it doesn't hold this block in my reality. Whatever I resist, I can transform. I can give it thanks, give it love, and then reaffirm my new vibrations, my new identity, my new self-concept, my new version of myself, my higher version of myself, my true essence, my actual essence. Your higher version, your higher self, is actually your essence, your truth, before all the layers of conditioning. So when I say future self, when I say higher self, when I say God self, it is a version of you that is actually you, your truest essence. And deep down, you know this you. Deep down, you felt it. And there's been layers and layers and layers of conditioning, of fear, that's been put on us for so long. And what I'm trying to help guide, love you through, is getting back to your center, your core. It's not actually trying to make you someone you're not. It's not trying to say that you are not enough. It's actually your essence. It's so beautiful. There's so much love there. There's so much power there. We've just been putting on these layers. These layers, 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 layers of conditioning. And what I have found is that...
It makes so much sense to me now why people are getting the most amazing results and so fast in the membership, where people are truly becoming the creators of their life and evolving their money, their career, their relationships, and experiencing inner peace, amazing sleep, self-confidence, connection to God, and feeling really powerful and aligned in their life. Because in the membership, we are speaking into the analytical, logical mind through the workshops and masterminds, so people understand the concepts and they get given the exact steps on the how-to, so they aren't confused and they have a clear understanding and direction, knowing exactly how to apply the knowledge, take action to see actual change in their life, whilst also evolving their subconscious mind, energetic body, self-confidence, self-concept through the repetition and feeling with the identity upgrades and guided meditations. So we are working with the mental, the physical, the energetic, and the spiritual body. So we are having a change completely within and then externally without. I feel so fulfilled to experience so many people changing their lives, and so rapidly as well. You guys surprised me. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I feel so excited and happy every time I get a success story. And I love going on this journey with you.